The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks to everyone who's been in touch with us over the last week. It's always great to hear from our listeners. We were really delighted to hear from so many of you about this week's topic, education and the merits of mainstream and specialist settings. Now, for the most part, a formal school setting is something we all share, so everyone has an opinion on that. As pupils ourselves, as parents of visually impaired children, or even as professionals within the education system. Well, this week we invited Stacey Rowe, a mainstream pupil who graduated with a first class degree in maths, Victoria Oruwari, who was educated in Nigeria and the UK in both specialist and mainstream settings, and John Ram, a boarder at specialist school from the age of five and now father to four daughters, to join us at our round table. Guys, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
It's a great pleasure.
Good to be here.
So today on the Weekly Connect, we thought we'd talk about mainstream versus specialist education. It's an interesting time because a lot of parents are deciding at this point that, you know, the school that they may be putting their child into, and for blind children and partially sighted children, it's often a bit of a question mark. What's the best route? So I thought it'd be interesting to go around the table with a few of you and get your experiences and your thoughts on those. Stacey Rowe, we'll start with you. What's your experience? Is it mainstream or specialist for you?
So I was always educated in mainstream education. So I have no experience of special education. Primary school was always mainstream education. I don't think that was ever up for debate. But when it came to secondary school, it was a big deal in terms of where should I go. My family were very keen for me not to go to a special school. Having said that, my mother didn't want me to go to a mainstream school either, because I think she was quite worried about bullying and things like that, and particularly. But I was, you know, about 12 or something, and I was adamant that actually I wanted to go to the mainstream school because I wanted to be with my friends, my peers. And in the end, that's where I went, and it was fine, absolutely fine.
Yeah, I mean, a similar experience to me to some degree, because, you know, I started life off in mainstream school and mainstream primary, and then moved on to secondary school, and it was a fight. My mother had this fight in her saying, you will not go to specialist school. And, you know, I've never looked at it that way before, actually. You know, is it something that perhaps she was uncomfortable with rather than me ever being uncomfortable with? Never thought of it that way. Victoria, what's your experience?
Hi. Well, I had a pretty interesting experience, because I was a partially sighted kid in a mainstream school to start off with before I lost my sight completely. And then as soon as I lost my sight completely, I think what really saved me was that my sister had a friend in university who was blind. So she knew that being blind was not like the end of the world. So they took me to a special school far away from where I lived, and I had to board at the age of 7.5. And actually, I was excited, because one thing I did observe when I did lose my sight was that my mum kind of didn't let me do anything, so I couldn't run around and jump around and fall. And I thought it was going to be so much fun to go to a school where I'd never been to boarding school before. And I was like, wow, a whole house full of children would just run riot. That's what I thought. So I was so happy. And in Nigeria, boarding school for blind people is very strict, because Nigerians have this mindset that as a blind person, you will be exploited in the world. So toughening you up was better than mollycoddling you. So we did a lot of chores, and I learned how to sweep the floor and make my bed, and, you know, you got the cane if you didn't do the right thing properly and stuff like that. And I think for me, coming from a background where I was really, really pampered at home, it was a huge shock to the system. But for my secondary education, there was no special school, so I had to go to mainstream. And that primary school's job was to prepare me for mainstream, so that I wasn't a bit of a wimp when I got there. So I got there with the hatred of sighted people in mind, because that's what my primary school kind of prepared.
What's fascinating about your story, Victoria, is that it actually, in a lot of ways, seems a lot more forward thinking about people who have sight loss, rather than just mollycoddling, as is the case, I think, in the UK. I mean, I've not experienced specialist education, but I have seen a lot of and met a lot of children who've become adults as a result of specialist education, and the mannerisms and the ways that people are. So you can often tell someone who's been through specialist education, which is always interesting.
Yes.
John, Ram, what's your experience been?
So I was born in with a condition and was totally blind by the age of 10 months. And I'm a bit older than you guys, so I'm 52, which puts me into sort of school age at the end of the 60s. But I think in the UK at that point, there was very little thought about schooling in mainstream. So I went to specialist school from when I was five, ended up in St. Vincent's in Liverpool. And then when I got to secondary school age, they sent me to Worcester, which was the place to go, apparently, at the time.
I went and to Worcester.
Did you? Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, all the best people. No.
yes, we did.
For me, it was just normal. It was completely normal to go to boarding school. People are sort of horrified about it now. You went from the age of five or whatever, but to me, it was absolutely normal and a great experience, generally speaking, for me. So I did that right through till 18 A levels, and generally I found it okay. Now, the thing is, then obviously stuff started to change because the prevailing wind said you had to educate in mainstream if possible. I've got four daughters, and one of them can't see. She's now 20. So she started off in mainstream school and did mainstream primary and junior. That was good. Mainstream secondary support was good, but possibly too good. She decided she wanted to go to Worcester for GCSEs. But actually, I think it was a bit of a shock to her system as well. I think it was a bit tough for her. So it sort of worked for her. But actually, the other thing I think is that Worcester had changed a lot from when I was there. And it was interesting listening to Victoria talking about the sort of toughening up process, as she called it, which I think is a great thing and absolutely necessary in some ways. I mean, how you do it is a different matter, but it's absolutely essential that you're able to cope when you're out in the world.
Okay, let's leave it there for a moment because, you know, we could talk about this for hours, I'm sure. We will come back to John, Victoria and Stacey in a short while.
The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.